BBC Radio Berkshire.
BBC Radio Berkshire, Samantha sang. Indeed she did. That was Emotion, just gone 1:17. Bill Buckley, your host until 4. Are you one of those people who's always surprised by how little is left in their bank account at the end of the month? Do you find new clothes, restaurant meals or holidays irresistible? Fear not, help is at hand. A British firm is seeking to put the buzz back into budgeting by giving bank customers an electric shock if they overspend. Intelligent Environments has launched a platform which can link the Pavlok wristband, which guarantees a 255-volt shock to your bank account. So if the funds in the account go below an agreed limit... Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, joins us now. Hello, Fevzi.
Hello.
What do you make of this idea?
Well, it's a good bit of PR, this, isn't it? But there's an interesting point to it. So the story is this, that Intelligent Environments are a company who actually lists several banks as existing clients. Although
right.
I have to say, none of those banks are taking them up on this service, I'll tell you from now. It's an example of how an event, such as an overspend or some other bad habit, can... trigger an action in a number of devices that are known as Internet of Things devices. So this Pavlok wristband is an Internet of Things device. It's connected to the internet and therefore can be controlled remotely, right. Rather like internet connected thermostats. And in fact, this very system also connects to the Nest thermostat, so that again, if you overspend, not only does it give you an electric shock, but it then lowers your heating.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I mean, you can actually see there could be some safety concerns about all of this. But I don't think they're seriously expecting anyone to take it up. But it's just very interesting to see how it's possible to connect together, trigger events, be it... for example, this Pavlok wristband has previously been used to stop people wasting time on the internet. So if they're meant to be, doing useful work, and yet they're seen to be sort of surfing around wasting time on social networks and so forth, again it was used to shock them. That was crowdfunded, that device. People actually contributed money because they thought it was a good thing. But the idea is that you can link together all these devices. It's a novel thing to do. It's increasingly going to be the case as our light bulbs and our door locks and everything else are going to be, Internet of Things, internet connected devices. But there is a downside to all of this, other than the electric shocks, which is that as you connect up and interconnect all these devices, you introduce sort of security weaknesses.
I was going to ask you about the security implications of this. Yes, what are they?
Well, imagine with the Pavlok, if someone hacked that, they could give you electric shocks at will from the other side of the world, there have been cases where people have shown that it's possible to remotely over the internet hack a system and control a light switch, so much so that they managed to get it to catch fire just by turning it on and off rapidly and repeatedly. The other thing is that a lot of these Internet of Things devices share the same Wi-Fi network in people's homes as the Wi-Fi network that they use for their laptops and tablets and so forth. Mm. And therefore, if one of these devices is not properly secured, it's the weak link in the security which allows a hacker in,
right,
who can then get into your computer and so forth.
Although, couldn't we say that a few years ago, if you'd said that the range of things that we now routinely use the internet for and the possibility of them going wrong, we'd have been horrified. And in 99% of cases, we're okay.
Yeah, I think the difference is this, that the devices, up until recently, all the devices that we've connected to the internet have been computers of one sort or another, made by companies who've at least had some experience of securing devices on networks. Now we have devices produced by light bulb manufacturers, fridge manufacturers, toaster manufacturers, vacuum cleaners, all sorts of devices, and in fact car manufacturers, who have no real experience in security. And therefore, we're now having a couple of generations of these products that may not be ideally secure, let me put it to you in that way. I mean,
okay,
it does vary. Some of them will be fine, but some of them are not. And that will pass, but still, the more devices you have and the more you interconnect them, the greater the likelihood of there being a security flaw and weakness.
As you mentioned, it can only work anyway if the banks get on board. And we're saying that what, that none of them have shown any interest so far?
None of them have taken it up so far. And I genuinely don't, you know, I think the CEO of this company admitted to a degree of frivolity, but he said it proved a concept. I don't think I saw an interview with him. He had a big smile across his face. Obviously, he wasn't being shocked at the time, but I don't imagine for one minute that. I mean, banks have a hard enough reputation as it is, and arguably well deserved. I mean, can you imagine if they started doling out electric shocks to their customers?
Well, if the customer had asked for them because they weren't very good at budgeting their money,
look,
possibly.
The first bank that announces that its chief executive's going to have one of these, I think will garner a lot of support from the public. But other than that, I can't imagine.
But again, Fevzi, if we went back a few years and we said it would be perfectly routine in a train carriage of 100 people for 70 of them to be doing nothing during their journey but looking at a little screen and flicking up and down and pressing a little keypad, we'd have thought that was completely ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's not a good thing. Unfortunately, I think that boat has sailed. And if there is to be electroshock treatment, I think it should be maybe given through the NHS and not one's bank account.
I just wonder whether I respect your knowledge of these things. Goodness me, you're a million miles ahead of me. Are you sure you're not being a little bit King Canute here?
No, look, I think definitely the tide is coming in on these devices. The Internet of Things is happening. And it's important, and there are real benefits to be had. However, it needs to be implemented in a way that one needs to be careful. And by the way, just a hint and tip for people who are interested in getting their own Internet of Things, get a separate Wi-Fi router and set it up on a separate Wi-Fi network. Don't let these devices sit on the same device as you do your bank account and home shopping and all that stuff on. That's for people's own security. So at least keep the two separate, have a sort of a wall between them, as it were.
Got it. One final thought. There is this idea that we're losing parts of our brain capacity because we don't need to remember anything anymore, you know, phone numbers and so forth.
Yeah.
There is the criticism, surely, that we must learn to manage our own affairs, not be controlled by an electronic nanny.
Well, interestingly, the way that the Pavlok wristband was marketed initially was that it would help establish good habits, and then the habits would be automatic and the shocks wouldn't be necessary. I mean, Pavlok, I assume, is a play on Pavlov. Yes.
Yeah,
and so we become the salivating dogs of our own endeavors. But there are changes. I mean, I read an article not so long ago that looked at the brains of younger people and showed that the way that their brains were actually wired, if you like, had changed because of the use of search engines such as Google, that it was no longer necessary to give over so much brain resource to remembering things, and that brain capacity, because the brain's plastic, you know, in terms of how it can be rooted and rerouted. That's why when people have catastrophic brain injuries, often they can recover speech and other functions, because parts of the brain that weren't allocated to that function can be reallocated to it. You know, it can be different parts. So in the same way, there is a suggestion that the brains of humans are starting to change now. Because we don't have to remember as much as we used to.
Must leave it there for today. Always a joy to have you on. And if you want lots of advice on all kinds of gadgets, he is the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp, and he has a wonderful website that will help you. Thank you so much, Fevzi.
Cheers, bye now.
Talk to you again soon, I hope, very much. Travel news, not news, travel weather and sport on the way. That'll be after the Monkees taking the last train to Clarksville at 1:26 on BBC Radio Berkshire.